This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Lauren Pukajinski grew up in Onekama, right here in northern Michigan. She's currently a graduate student at Texas Tech University, earning her master's degree in violin performance. She'll be performing with the Benzie Area Symphony Orchestra this weekend. Lauren Pukajinski, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
You'll be the soloist this weekend with the Benzie Area Symphony Orchestra. How'd you get connected with them?
Well, it's actually a funny story. Way back in the day, I was a part of the Traverse U Symphony Orchestra, and Tom Riccobono was my conductor, and he contacted me on Facebook, you know, keeping the people together and connected, and asked me if I would like to solo, and of course, I jumped at the opportunity to come back home and be able to share music with all my friends and family here, so I'm really excited about that.
So tell us a little bit about your musical roots and your upbringing here in northern Michigan.
I like to say that I'm Interlochen adjacent because I studied with many teachers who have either gone to Interlochen or taught at Interlochen. I started with a student actually here. Her name was Deanna Papilia. She's, of course, gone on to do amazing things. And she was my first teacher here. And then I studied with Emmeline Helge, who has done a lot of work at Interlochen. And I studied with Paul Sonner for about a year and a half when he had a private studio. And then I studied with Annie Chalix-Boyle when she did 1 year here. But I studied with her for about 5 years when she lived in Michigan. So lots of Interlochen people for me.
But you never went to camp or academy here at Interlochen.
I did not, unfortunately, but I like to think that I, you know, was brought up in the environment and still reap the benefits of the artistic environment.
I would say you are absolutely Interlochen adjacent. And in fact, Interlochen collaborative pianist Susan Snyder is here with us for the first piece you're going to play for us today. What are we going to hear first?
First, we're going to hear a piece by Dvorak that was arranged by Fritz Kreisler called Songs My Mother Taught Me. This piece is really special to me because my great-grandfather actually used to play Kreisler all throughout my grandmother's childhood. So she really wanted me to play Kreisler all growing up. You know, she bought me the book of Kreisler collection. She wanted me to play them all. And I did my best as a young student. But, you know, Kreisler is a virtuoso violinist and I was still learning. But I like to play this piece whenever I have a chance. It's just a beautiful melody and it brings me a lot of joy to do that real old man vibrato. So I'm really into it.
Tell us what an old man vibrato consists of.
If you could just make your hand as floppy as possible, it's just really wide and luxurious, and it's like a baritone singing a really low note.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear a young woman, Lauren Pukajinski, give us the old man vibrato here as she performs Fritz Kreisler's arrangement of Songs My Mother Taught Me by Antonin Dvorak with collaborative pianist Susan Snyder.
Thank you.
violinist Lauren Perkajinsky performing songs My Mother Taught Me, a piece by Antonin Dvorak, arranged by Fritz Kreisler. We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio, and Lauren was joined by collaborative pianist Susan Snyder. And Lauren, you got your violin in a really interesting way. Tell us how your friends and family used GoFundMe to help you get your violin.
Yeah, so I was actually incredibly fortunate. For about 7 years, I was loaned an instrument by Jim Bruno of Traverse City. And it was an amazing experience for me. It really taught me how to play the violin because I was, you know, able to play on such a fine instrument. It really furthered my technique and my ability. When he unfortunately passed, I had to find another way to play my violin. So I rallied the troops, as it were, and my mom really took the reins on this and helped me find a way to fund a new instrument. I don't come from a lot of money, but thankfully I had some really great supportive people in my extended family who really wanted to keep music going in the family. My great aunt, for example, sold her grand piano and gave me the money for that to help me in my musical endeavors. And I was able to find a really wonderful instrument that has brought me a lot of joy. And it's beautiful. It really gets the job done. It has a rich sound, and I have loved playing on it. And the GoFundMe was started by one of my very close friends, and she's also a violinist, so she understands the need to be able to play. And it was successful, I would say. It helped me get a violin and a case and a bow, so I'm set for now.
So it sounds like, in a way, the violin that you're playing belongs in part to a lot of different people who helped you. What's that like to play on something that a lot of people have a small stake of ownership in?
It's a lot of responsibility. But I feel like it really helps me just express myself in a way that's really true to what I want to say. You know, it pushes me to be the best violinist that I can be, and it pushes me to play every note like it's my last. And, you know, even when there are mistakes, which there always are because nobody's perfect and I'm human, it pushes me to play the next note even better. And I'm so thankful for everybody who's helped me get to where I am. There's so many people who have helped me get to where I am, but I like to think that I've really shown that I'm worthy of this because I work really hard.
And now we're going to hear you play some music of Johann Sebastian Bach on this very special crowd-funded violin. What are we going to hear next?
This is the Grave movement of the second sonata, A minor, of Bach. It's one of my favorite pieces to play, mostly because it's so improvisatory. If you see the music, it's got these huge swooping lines that go up and down. It's a lot like the waves of water. I like to think I'm playing a lullaby to the waves of all the lakes in Michigan.
Well, here is violinist Lauren Perkajinsky in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio performing that music of Johann Sebastian Bach, the Grave movement from the A minor sonata for solo violin.
Thank you.
Violinist Lauren Pokrzywinski performing the Grave from Johann Sebastian Bach's A minor sonata for solo violin here in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. If you would like to see some exclusive video of Lauren performing that sonata in Studio A, check out our Facebook page at Interlaken Public Radio. You can hear Lauren featured in Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3 this weekend with the Benzi Area Symphony Orchestra on their Love of Country concert. That's this Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Benzi Central High School Auditorium. Lauren, thanks so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by James Proble. Thanks to Madeline Merwin for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.